USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
So it's going to be leaving on Saturday rather than 3 weeks from now. They did the maintenance quickly.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus daily briefing says New York City, which has a majority of cases right now, will get additional help as the Navy ship USNS Comfort will be arriving Monday. The president will send it off Saturday from Virginia. Meanwhile, President Trump with his highest ever job performance numbers in a new Fox News poll, 48% of Americans approve of the job he's doing. Not good, but to be expected. The number of people filing for unemployment soaring to 3.8 million last week. The Fed chair says the economy may be in a recession right now. The House stimulus bill expected to pass Friday. Wall Street higher on the news. The Dow gaining 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Continuing now with our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, Dr. Deborah Birx at the White House Daily Briefing on where we are seeing the most people infected.
Still, though, 55% of all cases and 55% of all new cases continue out of the New York metro area. That's the New Jersey part and New York part in particular. I haven't added in Connecticut or other counties at this point. We are concerned about certain counties that look like they're having a more rapid increase. When you look at Wayne County in Michigan and you look at Cook County in Chicago. So we have integrated all of our information to not only look at where the cases are today, but how they're moving, so we can alert FEMA to where we think the next potential hotspot is. All of the counties that I've mentioned, the hotspots are in urban areas or in the communities that serve that urban area.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on the Vice President's Coronavirus Task Force issuing a warning saying the coronavirus could come back in cycles in the future. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease warned the U.S. should be prepared the coronavirus could become cyclical.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Dr. Fauci said the U.S. must be working to develop a vaccine by continuing work to do the randomized controlled trial of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
Because of coronavirus, the Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, implementing new requirements for people coming into the Lone Star State. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a mandatory quarantine for people visiting from several states to help stop the spread of coronavirus.
Those entering the state of Texas through an airport, either in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut, will be subject to a mandatory self-quarantine for 14 days or for the duration of their stay in Texas.
Abbott also says a mandatory quarantine covers people traveling from New Orleans. Travelers will have to fill out a form with the Texas Department of Public Safety designating their quarantine location and other identification details.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.